No more Bruins, no more Celtics, no more Red Sox, for now. The Boston Marathon, as we heard from Mayor Marty Walsh, its fate is in question, and we should hear an announcement sometime in the next 24 to 48 hours. What is next? We have a lot to talk about on sports, and joining us is WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer. Shira, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start with the marathon, Shira. I know you've been following that closely. You've been in touch with the Boston Athletic Association. What do you know at this point?
Well, I know that they're strongly considering postponing the race, and they are looking at fall dates to see how feasible that is. I mean, this is a major logistical undertaking. A postponement would be a major logistical undertaking. You've got more than 30,000 runners coming. They're coming from all over the world. So right now, they're trying to figure out what they can do in the fall. That is one of the options on the table at the moment. There have been meetings all day. The discussions are ongoing at this point.
It sounds like it's likely this is going to happen, Shira.
Yes. I mean, you're talking to somebody who is actually planning or was planning to run the marathon in April and is a registered runner. And I simply don't see how you can hold this race in April. I was also a registered runner for the New Bedford Half Marathon that was scheduled to take place this Sunday. They have canceled that race simply because, you know, they're worried, obviously, about the coronavirus, but the packing of athletes in, you know, the starting corrals, how tightly they're packed was a concern, a health concern. So I simply don't see, given how quickly things have escalated, how you can, in good conscience, hold a major marathon with people coming from all over the world in April in a matter of weeks.
Now, Shira, as I understand it, the marathon has never been held outside the month of April before, and it's been going on for a very long time. So why is the Boston Marathon so important and so sort of sacred to the city?
Well, I think it's sacred because of tradition. It's been going on. I believe it's going to be the 124th year. I think it started in 1897, if I've got my marathon history right. And so there's obviously the traditional historic aspect of the marathon, but also let's not forget the economic impact of this race. According to the Greater Boston Convention and Visitors Bureau, the Boston Marathon and the related events like the Marathon Expo inject around $200 million into the Greater Boston economy. So it's a big economic boom to the city as well.
So let's now shift for just a minute. I want to talk about the big professional sports. The NBA is where this all started. The league announced last night that it is suspending the rest of the season after a player on the Utah Jazz tested positive for coronavirus. I want to listen to a bit of the live announcement last night when the league postponed the Utah Jazz Oklahoma City Thunder game.
And fans, due to unforeseen circumstances, the game tonight has been postponed. You are all safe. And take your time in leaving the arena tonight and do so in an orderly fashion. Thank you for coming out tonight.
Okay, Shira, we are in surreal times in general, but that feels really surreal. Have you ever seen anything like it?
No, I was just thinking, you know, listen, I've been a sports journalist for more than 20 years, and I don't remember a day, a 24-hour period like this. I mean, every time, you know, we talk about a story coming out of the sports world today, it's unprecedented, it's surreal, but it's just one thing after another. It's the NBA, it's MLB delaying opening day by 2 weeks, it's the NHL suspending its season, it's, you know, MLS postponing. I mean, every major league is postponing or shutting down for an extended period of time. And it really is surreal and unprecedented and all of that. And, you know, I was calling around to some NBA folks, like, what do you make of this? I was calling around this morning and they were just like, we don't know. I mean, people in these leagues who are a part of these leagues, who participate in these leagues, simply don't know what to expect, don't know how long it's going to last, don't know what to do with their teams at this point. It's all uncharted territory for everyone across the sports landscape.
It's really spilling over into college sports as well. We know that Duke and Kansas have pulled out of NCAA activities. March Madness is coming up, a lot of tournaments being canceled. Are we headed towards, you know, no college sports and no large gathering sports at all, Shira?
I think that's where we're headed, because I think what happened last night is you see how quickly things can escalate, right? So you have one player who was a positive test for the virus, and then, you know, today a second player on the Utah Jazz tested positive. And then, you know, video surfaces of one of the players, Rudy Gobert, touching all the microphones,
right,
kind of making light of the coronavirus, touching all the microphones of Jazz reporters just a couple of days ago. And so you begin to get, and the Jazz were quarantined in the arena last night, and they're trying to figure out how to get them back to Utah. So you can see how quickly this can escalate if you don't take every precaution you need to take. And we should also mention that the Celtics played the Utah Jazz on March 6th, and they put out a statement today that they are exercising an abundance of caution, and they are going to have players who were in close contact with the Utah Jazz or who traveled to Milwaukee for a game that's now canceled. They are going to self-quarantine throughout the weekend, and all players are going to be tested. So it's just one thing after another.
So, Shira, in 30 seconds, mm-hmm. you're a sport and society reporter. What does this mean for our larger sports community?
I think this changes the way we watch sports. I think this will be a major shift in the landscape. I mean, we're already talking about how, you know, live sports were facing competition from at-home viewing. I think fan habits are going to change, and I think there's going to be major economic consequences as well for sports.
That is WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer. Shira, thanks.
Thank you.